As the CBA negotiations are still going on for a new collective bargaining agreement that can get us into the next season in the WNBA, which, if I'm being completely honest, is looking farther and farther away. All right, here we go. For the first time in history, the WNBA generated enough revenue in 2025 to trigger revenue sharing with its players. Union leadership told ESPN on Sunday. Union leaders said the leagues notified players' leadership early this month that they hit the benchmark. The 13 teams will receive a total of $8 million from the league to spare amongst players, the UN said. The Women's National Basketball Players Association declined to provide bank statements, the amount of revenue generated by the league, or the number required to target revenue sharing. The WNBA declined to comment on payments on Monday. The revenue target in 2020 CBA was based on 2019 revenue numbers and compounded by 20% across subsequent new years. The COVID-19 pandemic depressed revenue in the 2020s and the 21 seasons, seemingly making the collaborative targets out of reach. The announcement by the UN comes amid contentious negotiations between the league and the players for a new CBA. Revenue sharing and salary continues to be sticking points. The WNBPA president, Breonna Turner, told ESPN, saying, quote, "This shows our value and how what we're fighting for makes sense and how we should keep fighting," close quotes. Under the 2020 CBA, players will receive 50% of shared revenue, defining the CBA as the amount of revenue over a predetermined threshold minus 30% for expense. In 2025, the players' portion of shared revenue amounted to about $16 million, according to the UN. Of that, $8 million will be paid to players who were active in 2025. As mandatory by the CBA, the other half, the other $8 million, that is, will be allocated to the league's marketing agreements, which are off-season incentives offered to some players to promote the league and its partners. Union leaders also said on Sunday that they will be dividing up $9.25 million to players for licensing revenue generated since 2020 for jersey sales, trading cards, video games, and other merchandise. The UN expects to share that money by June 1st. Now, those of you who don't remember, the negotiation of the new collective bargaining agreement, which should begin this season, if we can get a season in, are ongoing. The players' latest proposal would give the players 27.5% of gross revenue over the course of the agreement, along with a salary cap of less than $9.5 million in year one. While the league's latest proposal will give the players 70% of the net revenue over the lifetime of the deal and a $5.65 million salary cap in year one. So we have the players want 27.5% of the gross revenue, with a salary cap around $9.5 million. The league, on the other hand, they want to give the players 70% of the net revenue, meaning after expenses and taxes and all that is taken out. Whatever's left of that, the players get 70% of that. And then the salary cap is around $5.65 million. That is a salary cap difference of $3.85 million, people. So the interesting question is, which side do you root for in this predicament? To be honest, I think both sides are being too facetious right now. I think both sides are being too honed in on what they want. But that's expected from the owners, because they're the owners and they are very tight-knit with their money, shall I say? If I can put it in the proper professional terms. I've said this And Cole Johnson has said this. Dustin, if you have anything you want to say about this negotiation in the WNBA, feel free to put it in the chat. But here, I'm gonna say this again to my ladies. You need a season this year. You cannot afford a lockout or a strike this season. You're just starting to generate some real life interest in women's basketball. You really are honed in on this revenue sharing and salary cap. What you have to do, though, you have to take it one step at a time. You cannot think about the now. This is not a sprint. Treat this as Stephen A. said that he's on the screen here. Treat this as a marathon, not a sprint. Meaning, take a favorable spot now, because you're not going to get it. You're not getting everything. The owners are not going to give you everything. Okay, it is not like you've been existing for 30 years and all 30 years you've been profitable. That is not the case. You've been profitable for what? The last two seasons. That is not enough for these owners. This is not enough for these business people who've been in this type of business and other businesses for quite some time. So they know they are not going to jump to quick success that fast. That is not going to happen with these owners. You have to give them time to see that their money is being multiplied enough so they can say, you know what? You held up your end of the bargain. You did what you said you was going to do. Now we can actually give a whole lot more. 2 years, not enough. Most owners and most business people, they need about at least 5. So you need to give them at least 3 to 4 more years of the league being profitable before you come down and say, hey, this is what we need. We ain't taking nothing less. You can't do that now, ladies. You can't sit here and go for everything right now. And that's where you are messing up at. You can't get everything now. You have to chop it off bit by bit by bit. Take the 27.5 gross, take the 70% of the net revenue, but tell the owners, say, hey, instead of 5.65 million for salary cap, make it 7 or 6.5. There you go. You make it 6.5, you'll get somewhere. You take the 70% of the net revenue for three to four years. That's it. 3 to 4 years. That way, these owners and the league owners, they can see, oh yeah, we really are maintaining profits now. We are really generating a lot more revenue. This is actually sustainable. 2 years doesn't tell you you're sustainable. It doesn't happen in 2 years. Sustainability is over time. Profitability is over time. Y'all didn't have enough time in the positive category yet, ladies. That's all I'm saying. Get more positives and get you some more positives in the category, and then you can let the ownership and the league know, now y'all need to cough up the money like you're supposed to now, because you have the correct amount of data that you need to say, all right, we have a league that is really profitable now. And we can now come back to the negotiating table and we can give you more. But you can't get it now, ladies. You can't get it now. There's no way to get it now. Not after two seasons. It's not. There's no way. So this is what I'll do. Take the 70% of the net revenue. Tell the owners. 6.5 to 7 million salary cap. And let's go from there. 6.5 to 7. You're meeting in the middle. That's what it is. You're meeting in the middle on the salary cap. Give the owners what they want. When you say we're going to meet in the middle on the salary cap, we're going to go from there. Now, as far as housing and all that other stuff, y'all can figure that part out. But y'all main sticking point is revenue sharing and salary cap. 6.5 million on salary cap. Take the 70% of the net revenue. You only take me for about 3-4 years. Not long. It's not but three, four seasons. You do that, I guarantee you, when them numbers come back and the league is still profitable and is more profitable than it's ever been, then you can flip the script on. All right. Y'all can give us 40% of the gross revenue now. This is like three, four years down the road. 40% of the gross revenue, 45% of the gross revenue. Let's get the salary cap up to 10 million. Done. Because guess what? You have the numbers to back it up. The numbers are there to back it up, and you can go. Bam. So by the time you get to 2030, woo, the WNBA should be in a different position that it's been in. The world is watching the WNBA by 2030. It's like, oh, this league is rocking now. But not like, but if you keep going like this, all that momentum is going to go away and you never going to get there. You're going to basically put yourself back at the starting point all over again. You do not want that. So let's get to a middle ground here. Let's get a season going. That way, by the time 2030 gets here, you have more room to negotiate, ladies. It's a marathon, not a sprint. You got to think ahead. Not for the now, you got to think ahead. So that's why. Dustin says 100% a lockout will stop any momentum of the league game over the last two seasons. What y'all going to put on the court for the next 3-4 seasons will be undeniable. But if you have a lockout, if you have a strike, all that's gone.